Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live this morning from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma, 101.3 FM in the Edmond area and online at kpcg.fm. There's also a live link at thetrumpet.com. Members of the Philadelphia Church of God are just about 10 days away from observing God's fall holy days. The fall holy day season is upon us, just like that. It's amazing how fast this came up. The first of these days is the pivotal event in God's master plan. It pictures the most important event in the history of the universe. I have here an article titled "Remember the Feast of Trumpets and God Will Remember You." This is actually from the late PCG co-founder John Amos in the September-October 1992 Philadelphia Trumpet. He says here, "It has been my personal experience over the past three decades of feasts in which I have participated that somehow most of us seem to look beyond a certain feast day that heralds the single most important event ever to take place in the history of this planet. A day that makes the timing of being at one, or a day that makes the time of being at one with God on atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles possible. It seems most of us have a tendency to look past this particular feast day, which will live in the memory of every member of God's family for eternity. The advent of that feast day will be charged with emotion and even terror for many of Earth's dwellers. It will be a day of cataclysmic events, when the earth will reel to and fro with seismic jolts. Great hailstones will rain from above. Men's hearts will be failing them for fear. The seas will roar with mammoth tidal waves, and the whole creation will groan in the pains of the impending birth of God's kingdom." That's quite a scary day, but also a really exciting day that Mr. Amos is describing there. The Feast of Trumpets pictures the return of Jesus Christ. And it will be a day of very loud sounds, including a trumpet blast, hence the name of the day. It will be a day of blinding light. It will be a day of confusion for the billions of people on this earth who won't have any idea what's going on. They'll be confused as to why the earth is shaking beneath them, why they all of a sudden are blinded, why it's so loud all around them. That despite God's work warning them for decades that this would happen. Sadly, it seems that when people receive a warning, oftentimes they don't believe what that warning says until the events being warned about actually come to pass. So they might hear about the return of Christ and think that's just the ramblings of a religious crackpot until the day it actually happens. This is what it says in Isaiah 66, verse 8. "Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion, or God's church, travailed, she brought forth her children." This is showing us that not only does Christ return on this momentous day, but all of God's people, all converted members of his church today, and those for thousands of years who have been converted, will rise up and be born spiritually on that same day. All of us who are still alive will rise up and meet Christ in the air. Those who have since died after living a faithful life will be resurrected at that time. And they'll come up too. It's a really exciting time for God's people. But at the same time, it is a scary time for everybody else, at least at first. We also have to consider what comes right before Christ's return. It will be a time of suffering like we could never even imagine, a time of suffering like it has never been seen in all of world history. Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22 show us that if Christ didn't intervene at the exact time, the perfect time, which he will intervene, then all human life would be exterminated. Every last one of us would be wiped off the planet if Christ didn't return when he did. In his perfect timing, he knows exactly when to come back to put a stop to this war. Right at the peak of our suffering, he will get involved. It will be the culmination of 6,000 years of human failure. That's right, just 6,000 years humans have been alive. Not many millions, like evolutionists say. Only 6,000 years that human beings have set up their own governments, their own societies, their own systems of education, their own methods for science and technology and industry and agriculture and music and art and literature. 6,000 years apart from God, trying to do it their own way, and without knowing it, in most cases, actually going the way of Satan, choosing from the tree of death instead of the tree of life, just like the first man and woman did in the Garden of Eden. 6,000 years where they walked the exact opposite direction as God commands. And look where it leads, to a nuclear World War III. That's what will be taking place when Christ returns. Nation fighting against nation, striving for ultimate world domination. And little do they know that an almighty spirit being is going to stop all of them in their tracks. Just when Russia, China, Germany, Iran start to think that maybe they can take over, Christ gets involved. And on that very same day, like I said there, Christ's church, or God's church, is born spiritually, will be transformed into spirit beings, just like God is, just like Christ is, and we'll be able to help him put down world rebellion and raise up a new society. This is what Mr. Amos says in this article, just a little bit further down. The feast day to which I refer will be a day of great black clouds and gloominess. And finally, the rending of those clouds, signaled by the ear-splitting, bone-penetrating blast of silver trumpets and the blinding atomic lightning in the skies, flashing from the eyes of him that sits astride a great white stallion. It's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ready with his saints to make war on Satan and those deceived nations he has brought to this very day. This war will finally be the conflict that ends all wars. That's another great aspect of this day. Not just Christ returning, not just God's church being transformed into spirit beings, but also the end of war. There's a war still happening in Syria, and it's been going on already for almost a decade. And yet, we hardly even think of it because it's been going on for so long, because so many other events have taken place to draw away our attention. War is constantly afflicting the planet. Sometimes we don't realize how commonplace war is even to this day. But even at any given time, there's always a few wars going on. You could think of the Middle East with the Arab-Jew conflict. You could think of the separation of the Sudan not too long ago. There was a civil war involving that. Obviously, Russia subjugating some of the outlying countries of its former Soviet Union bloc. A lot of different conflicts taking place. And that's not even taking into account such things as war in the streets. The U.S. has been experiencing a lot more of that. Protests and then counter-protests. Everyone seemingly armed with a brick or a baseball bat or a gun or a vehicle or whatever it might be. This nation is on the verge of civil war and will soon have a real civil war all out. War is everywhere, and it will escalate to the point of annihilation. Nuclear fallout, billions of deaths, and everyone would die if not for Christ intervening. Thankfully, when he does intervene on the fulfillment of this Feast of Trumpets, that will mark the end of war. We won't have to see people suffering in this way anymore. God first introduced this Feast of Trumpets to ancient Israel, and he told them to observe it on the first day of the seventh month in the Hebrew calendar. That this year, that is on September 30th. It's a commanded assembly. Philadelphia Church of God congregations around the world will be holding double services and giving an offering on this day. And we'll be learning all about the meaning of this day, which, again, pictures the pivotal event in God's master plan. Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury wrote in an article on the PCG.church website last year titled "The Feast of Trumpets." I have the quote here. Let's see. "Life is meaningless without God's master plan pictured by his holy days." It's meaningless. Do you ever think of it like that? If you didn't know about the holy days, or if you don't know about the holy days right now, that life is actually meaningless? What is the purpose if we don't see beyond this physical life? This life really does seem hopeless at times if we don't look to the Bible, if we don't look to God's word. There's so much suffering everywhere. How could we possibly come up with a greater purpose on our own in the midst of all of this suffering and hopelessness around us in the world? We have to know about these events, these fall holy days. There's four more of them this year after three holy days in the springtime. These fall holy days picture events that have not taken place yet, starting with the return of Christ, which then makes the rest of these events afterward possible. And I'll be getting into those in the coming programs too. Here's what Mr. Amos writes in this article, again from the September-October 1992 Philadelphia Trumpet. It's titled, "Remember the Feast of Trumpets and God Will Remember You." "It will be a day of reckoning for the world and a day of great jubilation for God's true saints. The saints will be resurrected into the God family." He references here 1 Corinthians 15, where it shows that Christ makes possible resurrection from the dead. And we will witness this taking place on the Day of Trumpets. All of God's people who have received the Holy Spirit in this life and since died will be resurrected when Christ returns. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23 shows us the order. "But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming." So Christ has already died and resurrected and been resurrected a couple thousand years ago. The rest of us will be resurrected if we're dead at that point. Those of us who are dead will be resurrected when Christ returns. It's a really exciting time. There's great significance to this day's name, Trumpet, the Feast of Trumpets. A trumpet is for blasting a warning. That's what it was used for in ancient Israel. God used trumpets to awaken the camp of Israel and call them into action. Mr. Amos writes, "We are to be aware and listen for the trumpet that God's leader sounds. We should also listen for the trumpets of other ministers of the PCG as orders are given." This is a trumpet blast, trumpet warning work. We're constantly warning the world. You look at our Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, which has hundreds of thousands of subscribers, the Key of David television program, which is among the largest religious broadcasts in the entire world, our various websites, the radio station, our outreaches into Jerusalem. It's all about warning. It's all about showing people what the future holds. And yes, there is some bad news in the short term, like we've covered today, but there's so much hope beyond that. Christ isn't going to be just another tyrant. This world has been abused so many times by greedy, corrupt leaders. Christ will be perfect. He will be loving. He will be caring. He will put the needs of others ahead of himself. That is a type of government we should all yearn for as we look around at the travesty in government around the world today. There are leaders out there who live in palaces while their people starve to death. And it's not just people starving to death because of their own bad decisions. These are people starving to death because their own leaders hoard all the food. And then when other nations try to help, they take all of that aid as well. These are people who are actively causing other people to die. What an abuse of power. You think of people like Robert Mugabe. He died not too long ago. Just a sad, sad state of affairs in nations around this world right now. Think about the Castro regime in Cuba. Think about the Kim dynasty in North Korea. You say a word about the supreme leader, or even if one of your distant relatives says anything critical about the supreme leader, you get thrown into a concentration camp, a labor camp, and basically get worked and tortured to death in North Korea. That's the kind of leadership on earth right now. We have to understand why the fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets is so important. It's not just that the leadership today is corrupt, but people are suffering in any number of ways. Even physical health. People in this country are suffering horribly, and they have become convinced that the only way to feel better is by prescribing to dozens of pills. I know someone who has prescriptions for dozens of pills. All the pills are in this compartmentalized container, and she has to take certain pills on some days, certain pills on other days, sometimes taking all the pills at once. And she's convinced that that's the only way she'll survive day-to-day life. The medical field focuses on treating the cause or treating the effects and not the cause. Have you ever noticed they don't really try to tell people how to avoid getting into those situations in the first place? They don't try to help people prevent getting sick. They just try to give them more and more pills after they're sick already. And you could think of every aspect of society. There is an opioid epidemic where people are addicted to these pain pills and they overdose on them by the thousands every year. There's broken families, of course. There's gang warfare in the streets of our big cities. Homelessness. I've said this before, 55,000 homeless people living in Los Angeles. What a dreadful life. What a horrible existence. Can we see the need for Christ to return? Can we understand that it's absolutely necessary? Obviously, we'll know when we come to the brink of nuclear annihilation. But even before it gets to that point, can't we see the suffering right now? It's getting worse and worse. It's escalating to that point of World War III. But even right now, even before World War III, people are suffering in numerous ways, almost inventing new ways to hurt themselves and to suffer. Satan just has a stranglehold on billions of people, and they can't see hope. Suicide is rampant. I mean, the numbers for these different types of tragic behaviors are just staggering. So we need to be blasting a warning to these people right now. They need that warning. Christ can't just come without anyone having any clue that it's about to happen. People with an open mind, people who want to search for the truth, can find this message. And they can be warned before Christ actually returns. And they can be protected from the suffering that lies ahead. The trumpet blast was a common symbol in ancient Israel, not just to warn in preparation for war, but it was also a prominent feature at Mount Sinai when God delivered the Ten Commandments to ancient Israel. The trumpet blast, which really did increase the magnitude of that event, God personally giving his perfect, beautiful law to a physical nation. And how memorable that must have been to them as they saw fire and lightning and were jolted all over the place in an earthquake, and they heard that trumpet blast. Just a piercing sound to show them how important it was to keep the law. So the trumpet blast does call us and warn us of what's coming. It also accompanies the delivery of the law, and God's church today does that. God's church today does tell people to look to God's law. In fact, if you just watch the newest Key of David television program, it's titled How to Be Happy, you'll learn a lot about that. That came out today on the website. The law. We have to obey the law. We're telling the world that the only way for them to be happy is if they start keeping the Ten Commandments. They need that message. They need that warning. They need to be warned before Christ actually does return. And then when Christ returns, there will be yet another blast of a trumpet. Mr. Amos writes here, "The Feast of Trumpets is a vital link in the prophetic fulfillment of God's plan for his bride and for all who will be born into his family. The Feast of Trumpets is the fourth holy day out of seven for the year. Four is the number of new beginnings. The Day of Trumpets sounds the beginning of the new age of the rulership of Christ and his wife, the family of God." What a beautiful day that will be. This is God's pivotal holy day, the next step in his plan yet to be fulfilled. If you just look over there in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 through 18, you'll see another wonderful description of Christ's return. Mr. Amos concludes here, "The Feast of Trumpets represents the greatest day in the history of this earth, the day of Christ's return and the resurrection of his saints." We are surely blessed in this church to be able to keep this day on September 30th. So we've been talking a little bit about trumpets today. We have to remember not to forget this day, because obviously the Feast of Tabernacles is coming up. We're going to be going to some nice locations around the world to observe that. But the Feast of Trumpets is really the event that makes the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles even possible. We can't overlook this important feast day. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.